This week, we are continuing our journey with the ABCs of the gospel. I personally have loved this adventure as we've gone through the alphabet, and I even use it in my own devotionals when I'm just praising the Lord and using His names and characteristics in what He has done for me in my life. So today is the letter P, and it's described in Isaiah when he's forecasting this incredible Savior. He gives us our P, which is Prince of Peace. We find it in Isaiah 9 verse 6, where he says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." How amazing was it that this word was used out of all the names that he could have proclaimed? Prince of Peace was there. We know the Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means calm, tranquility of individuals, groups, and nations, or this appearance, I should say, of calm and tranquility. We also know the Greek word is irene, which means unity and accord. But this Prince of Peace goes so much deeper than that. This is the peace that we feel between us and God. You know, while we were still sinners, there was no peace between us and God. Before the cross, there was always this divide. And we find it in Romans 5 verse 10. It says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So we see here, with sin, we were enemies of God. And yet through Jesus, we started to have this peace between us. In Romans 5 verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, Christ's sacrifice reconciled us to himself, that we may experience this deep peace that the world are longing for. You see, peace is not just about a calmness in your society or in your circumstances or having a quiet moment. There is this deep peace that Jesus has paid for, that we can be reconciled with God, which made him the Prince of Peace. And I'm going to finish with Romans 5 verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This incredible peace is the peace that will carry you through no matter what you're facing in life today. It will be this peace that you've been reconciled with God that is going to get you through what you're facing. Because in Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let him be your Prince of Peace today. Feel his peace, experience it, and be anxious for nothing. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.